It's Saturday, and you know what that means. Yeah, community connection here on KGMI. I'm Bill Davis, your host. You can always listen to our segments here on our podcast page. That's at KGMI.com. I always like to say platforms, you know, because we got KGMI 790, we got 96.5 FM, and we got KGMI.com, the World Wide Web thing that, you know, I still think is a fad, but, you know, the kids say it's here to stay. KGMI.com, click on podcast, scroll down to Community Connection, and you will find us there. She's back with us, Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA. She's been there since 2005, since before I was born. Yeah, right. It is a company that specializes in Medicare and individual health insurance. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Bill?
I'm okay. Yeah. What's it look like outside? Are we getting ready to turn the corner into another season?
I don't know. It looks like it's going to last a little while, that summertime. So, yeah. You know, it is ending. And it does mean time for folks on Medicare to start thinking about their Medicare health insurance and prescription drug plans.
Wait a minute. I'm barely having my fun taken away from me for the summer. And now you're saying I got to start thinking about this. It's that time already. Right?
It is. Okay. Yeah. Later this month, anyone on a Medicare prescription drug plan, a Part D plan, or on a Medicare Advantage plan will be receiving their 2023 annual notification of changes. This notification will inform them if there are any upcoming changes to their current coverage. Changes such as premiums going up or down, copay changes, that kind of thing. They said that they'll send out this notification out early so people have the chance to decide if they want to look at making a change to their current coverage during the upcoming Medicare annual enrollment period for January 1st effective dates. So folks need to be careful to look for their current plan letters as they will be mixed in, you know, with all that mail everybody gets, all the advertising comes starting October 1.
Yeah.
And so somewhere in that mess will be their notification of change.
By the way, don't turn on your TV either. You're going to be deluged, I think, inundated. By the way, you mentioned the enrollment period. Tell me again when that is.
Sure. So the annual enrollment period, AEP, begins October 15th and ends December 7th. This is the period of time you can submit an application to an insurance company to enroll into a different plan. By enrolling into a different Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan, it will automatically cancel your old one. So insurers can make available the new 2023 plan information starting October 1st. So this allows us more time to start reviewing your options before making the decision to change or not.
You know, I have a supplement plan, which I'm very lucky to have because it picked up 20% of, you know, remember my injury?
Yeah, your hip.
My leg.
Leg, yeah.
And
yeah,
that would have been close to 20 grand.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got a supplement plan. Do I need, oh, and by the way, you know what I got in the mail?
What?
A notice from my supplement plan. It didn't say it was going down.
Oh.
It's going up a little bit, you know,
yeah.
And they had to notify. Do I need to think about changing my plan now?
Well, you know, if you like your supplement plan and you intend to stay on your supplement plan, you can compare premiums as these may have changed throughout the year and see if you are getting the best rates for your plan.
Mm-hmm.
I find most people like to review their supplement plans when or like you if their carrier raises their premiums.
Yeah.
And this can happen anytime during the year.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, folks on supplement plans can change to other supplement plans all year round. However, if you want to take a look at going to a Medicare Advantage plan, you need to look at changing during the upcoming annual enrollment period starting in October.
Mm.
Moving from a supplement to a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare Advantage plan to a supplement does not automatically cancel your old plan. So you'll make sure you contact your old plan directly to cancel for January 1st.
Okay.
If you stay on your supplement plan and you still want to make a close look at your prescription drug coverage during the annual enrollment period, as the Part D drug plans can change drastically.
Okay. She is a Martian. Wait a minute. Whoa. Flag on the play. Flag on the play. That's Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA. I'm sorry. What term did you use? What did you say?
Oh, drastically.
Okay, I got a separate drug plan. You just said drastically. What do I need to watch out for?
Okay, well, folks who have either a standalone drug plan like yourself, which is purchased separately from your supplement, or folks on a Medicare Advantage plan that includes the Part D drug plan will want to carefully review their prescription coverage. Not only does Medicare change the Part D requirements, such as deductibles, out-of-pocket max, all that, but the insurers can change not only the premiums they charge, but also move medications patients from one tier to another, changing the cost you pay for the medications. Mm. Or they can remove the medication completely from their formulary, meaning come January, your medication may not be covered at all. So for most folks, they get this one opportunity each year to make sure they have the right coverage for the entire next year, mm-hmm. and should take advantage of this time to carefully review their coverage for not only prescriptions, but like any other new health concerns, like health, travel, financial considerations. This is the time of the year to do it.
Okay. I keep up with the news, and I saw that President Joe Biden signed a bill that might help us out a little bit.
Yes, yeah. And it is called the Inflation Reduction Act, recently signed into law by our president. Mm-hmm. This is good news, but many of these changes won't be seen until 2025. However, we have already seen some medication prices being lowered through other programs that were put in place earlier. Starting in 2021, certain insulins were made available under the Insulin Savings Program for only a $35 monthly copay on some Part D drug plans, mm-hmm. including plans bundled with the Medicare Advantage plans. This new law is an expansion on the original savings program and makes it more permanent. For some folks, this could represent a huge savings over what they have paid for insulins in the past. Also, starting in 2023, adult vaccines covered under Medicare Part D plans, such as the shingles vaccine, will be covered without a cost to the beneficiary.
Okay, that's a lot of info, and I am now scared to ask my next question. Is there anything else we need to know?
Well, you know, the insurance agents are going to be busy,
yep.
So please, you know, I would recommend calling them early. Vibrant USA, we can work by person, by phone, by video chats. One more thing, a new requirement folks on Medicare should be aware of is all calls in or out to your agent must now be recorded effective October 1st. Mm. This is a new requirement of Medicare, so please be aware of this when talking to your agent. Folks should give themselves plenty of time to do a careful review, so call early.
So they can call you guys, right, to review their coverage?
We would love to talk with anyone
obviously
who has...
So. Oh, yeah.
We would love to talk with anyone who has questions on their insurance. If any listener on Medicare would needs help reviewing their health or Part D drug plan options, give us a call. Mm-hmm. We're happy to assist you. And just remember, you don't have to make a change. If you don't make a change by December 7th, you will continue on your current plan for January.
Oh, excellent. What about folks on individual coverage?
The open enrollment period for individual has changed. It's going to be November 1st, and it's been expanded to January 15th. So even though the state has extended the enrollment period by 1 month, I would remind folks, if they do not choose a new plan by December 15th, then the effective date would be February 1st. Mm-hmm. So folks who enrolled through the Washington Health Plan Finder can log into their accounts, update their personal information, and review plan options. If they enrolled directly from the insurer, they may want to create an account on the Washington Health Plan Finder in order to review the 2023 plan options, as a lot of companies are not selling direct any longer and can only be enrolled into through the Washington Health Plan Finder.
Hmm.
And if you need assistance, give us a call.
Hey, what about that senior event, Skagit County, last month? How'd that go?
Thanks for remembering, Bill. So yes, Skagit Senior Day in the Park was held at Maben Park in Burlington on August 18th. It was a very hot day, but I was told that over 700 people attended, and everyone who attended had a great time. There was lunch and music, along with a lot of good information from the vendors who attended.
You know, I know one rule there. When you have events like that, the person whose bag has the most stuff in it when they leave, they win.
They win, yeah.
Yeah, they win.
There's lots of great giveaways.
How about seminars, the 101 seminars? You guys still doing those?
We are. We're still doing the free educational online webinars twice a month, one at 10 a.m. and one at 5:30. These are a great way to learn the basics of Medicare. We also post informational videos on the basics of Medicare on our website at vibrantusa.com. And to find out the dates these seminars are being held or to visit with one of our local agents in person, by phone, or video chat, call us at 866-733-5111, visit our website, or find us on Facebook.
Okay, so it's getting ready to be a crazy time, isn't it?
It is,
yeah. I realize that we're already in September, which means October, which means then November, the enrollment period, it's all getting ready to get nuts, isn't it?
It's going to go nuts, and advertising is going to hit everybody.
Yeah.
So,
can you do me a favor and come back and re-explain all of this, especially about the timeline and how scared we should be to make sure we get everything in under the wire?
No reason to be scared, but I'd be happy to come back.
Excellent. Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA here on Community Connection.